The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Imperial Pool and Spas, Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Brenda Hallman Realtor at Reinhardt Realty, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Domer Dreamscapes, AirTech Heating and Air, and Wild Birds Unlimited. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning, and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. It's such a wonderful morning this morning. I don't know if you've been outside yet, but it is a beautiful day. Mm. A great day for me and Mr. Rector to have off for the first time in a while.
Yeah, first time that both of us have a day off same day. So.
Good morning, young man.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
Well, wonderful. It's been a good week. We had a good rain last night,
believe it or not.
And it came down pretty hard.
Yeah, I didn't know it was going to rain more last night. I thought it was done.
They weren't calling for it. At least the broadcast I watched, they weren't calling for it. And
I got up this morning and saw an alert. I have an alert on my phone, I guess, when it rains or whatever. So it happened about 11-ish maybe, and then 2 in the morning, 2 times. But
it was probably about 11, the bad one, because, I mean, my house is built like my dad built it, and it's like Fort Knox.
You can't hear a dog out
on the deck, you know. And it woke me up. It was raining that hard. And
I slept so hard the last 3 nights. I
was exhausted.
It was great.
And I don't know about the 2 o'clock thing. I didn't wake up for that one. But
Steve is right. If you haven't gone outside yet, you're going to enjoy it. The humidity's down. It's supposed to be down to about Wednesday, start to creep back up again. But
I'm not so sure of that. I think that hurricane's going to come in Wednesday or Thursday. I don't know if you've been watching
I think it's supposed to be up around Florida, top of Florida, Wednesday maybe.
But that thing's going to be a doozy.
Coming right through here.
It's already a stage.
What's her name? Elsa?
Elsie.
Yeah.
And it's E-L-S-E.
From the Frozen movie.
Yeah, and Elsa. Already a hurricane in the middle of the Atlantic, which is almost unheard of. And the way they got it now, I'm not sure Cuba's still going to be on the map when this thing gets through.
It's starting to make its way through all the islands. And
last night it was showing it taking dead center for the Keys. So they said they were giving an alert for the Florida coast. They said both coasts.
It's supposed to come up around the Tampa side, I guess, right over the Keys and back around
that
there.
That was this morning.
and they come back across and up toward us.
The one last night was kind of cool because it showed both sides of Florida getting clobbered all the way up, and I had never seen that before.
Well, the guy this morning was talking about how the warm water is almost like fuel for that thing. So when it goes over land, it kind of slows down. It can break it up a little bit, but when it hits that warm water in the Keys, that's when it
She said off. This morning that if it went over the mountains of Cuba, it might split.
Huh.
I never heard of that either. Nah. But if it went to the west, I guess, where there wasn't any mountains, that it would stay together and gain speed. I guess the shallow water is warmer and it gives it more fuel. But
I know the land can defer it a little bit. But once it gets to Category 2 or 3, it ain't going to break up.
Category 1's bad. Yeah. Category more is worse.
Yeah.
But they said for us, it would hit anywhere from the coast to the mountains. So I'm going, okay. That's only 9 hours apart.
I saw all the projected paths of it. It had like 20, 30 different little lines. And we get some rain out of it anyway, but it shouldn't be much of a wind situation, but we should get a lot of rain.
I think it's going to be a pretty active hurricane season again this year.
Evidently, we've already had, this will be the 5th.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it hadn't... So far, we've only gotten a little bit of rain. They've kind of dissipated or went way east before they got here. But
tune in to weather on 1340 AM with Steve Crump and David Rector every Saturday morning.
That's right. That's what. But we talking about gardening. That's part of it.
Well, that's one of the first things I look at every morning is the weather. So
I've done it for years.
It's funny to me that the weather and some people's industries, they don't have a clue about the weather. It doesn't affect them.
Doesn't affect them at all. And well, with us, it's especially this time of year. I mean, we've had summers where it was real hot and dry, and what, 4 or 5 years, I guess 5 or 6 years ago. Now time flies when we're having fun. But the whole month of August, it was 100 degrees, and we had zero rainfall in a month. So everybody's talking about erratic weather. This has been going on for 30 years. Yeah. This is nothing new. But I think you and I, who are out in it every day, I can almost tell when the rain's coming just by the temperature and the texture and all that. And plus, I'm getting a little old, and my knees start hurting a little bit. So there is something to
that. You're like, what? You're a little bit older today.
No, Thursday. Last week. Thursday. Yeah, I'm older. My birthday was Thursday.
Yeah.
66 days young.
I told him I tried to call him on his birthday twice, and I called the office, and he had gone home. I think he had some air problem at his home. I told Tommy he was just messing with him and went home. Tommy didn't think it was funny.
No, he doesn't have that, right now, he doesn't have much.
It went over like a lead balloon.
Yeah, he doesn't have much. He's under so much pressure right now that he doesn't have much of a sense of humor. So.
Yeah, well, we'll just say happy birthday to you, sir.
Well, thank you, sir. 66 years old, and thrilled to be here every day. Just tickled to death.
Yeah.
And I did have some health issues over the last 10 years.
Yeah, you look like you're feeling better.
I'm feeling a whole lot better. I haven't been to the hospital since December. Wow. Surgery since December. That's almost a record for the last 10 years. But doing good
right
now.
Put him back together.
I'm thankful to be here every day. And the Lord made a special day today, I'm telling you. I just walked out this morning, and I've been happy ever since.
Refreshed. Put the windows down. I read up here with the windows down. And
so I guess it's kind of late to get a tea time now if you want to go play golf. But if you got one, you really going to enjoy it today.
Yeah, enjoy it today for sure.
How busy are golf courses on holidays now?
I
haven't played on a holiday in 20 years.
It doesn't matter if it's a holiday or not. Right now, it's busy. But holidays are busy.
Yeah.
I got too much going on this weekend. I'm going to skip it. I played enough last weekend.
Oh, the Bailey tournament. How'd you do?
We didn't win. We came in about sixth or seventh, maybe. That's some good ones. We had some chances.
Now, Jay didn't carry you.
Jay, well, since Jay doesn't listen to the show, I'll probably just trash him, man. I had to carry him around the whole time.
He was supposed to carry you.
Yeah, well, I didn't do what I could have done either. So. Uh-huh. One of them things.
It's called getting older.
We got invitation back for next year, though. Yeah,
there you go. Okay. We'll be right back.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
Come to Southern Salads for burgers, pasta, barbecue, and of course our famous homemade chicken salad. Come in for lunch or dinner, or to save you time from cooking, take it home. We also have convenient packaging for tailgating or parties. Southern Salads, York County's home for the best homemade chicken salad.
This is Steve Crump. For all your plant needs, come by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping and see our large selection of plants to beautify your landscape and home. For over 40 years, our plants have been in constant production, supplying York County with landscape-quality plants, bushes, trees, climatized for our area. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 9 to 3 p.m. Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Put me in. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman, and my client promise is I will always go the extra mile and cover all the bases when guiding you through buying or selling your home. Ready for life's next chapter? Visit me at brenda.reinhartrealty.com.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
And we're back to the gardener's bench, and that's going to make me want to go home and watch Rocky IV. Is that right? It almost made my arms want to do this.
Yeah. I was thinking the same
thing. James Brown.
You did a good job coming in on that. I'm impressed. You can smooth it.
I saw you space out over there.
I wasn't spaced out.
You're listening
watching
to music.
I was listening to music and watching you.
James Brown, Augusta, Georgia.
I did leave a key part out in the first segment, which kind of slipped by on me. Yeah. But we're here every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 on WRHI Facebook page live and 10 to 11 rebroadcast on the radio on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. The WRHI.com is a cool way to watch it.
Yeah. You said you even watched something this week, didn't you?
Yeah, and you can go on our Rolling Hills Nursery website, and you can click on the thing, and it's got listed the past episodes, so you can hear the radio version. So we got it where people...
I ought to do a link like that on ours.
Yeah. Comporium did it for me, so I just told them what I wanted done.
Comporium.
Today.
Well, they could do it for me, too.
They're handling our website stuff. They did a pretty good job, actually. I mean, I'm
a Comporium fan.
I don't know about fan, but I've supported them a long time.
Rock Hill Telephone Company.
Yeah, we used to do a lot of work for them a long time ago. But I remember telling Johnny Barnes and what's the guy's name? He was the head honcho. Anyway, that I thought Comporium was the dumbest name they could have ever come up with.
I guess Comporium will be sponsoring our show.
It's still here, so. You know.
Yeah, hey, survived.
I didn't say I was right. I just said I thought it was dumb.
Didn't say we wouldn't be happy to let them sponsor either.
No, I'll take the money anytime they want to give it. But they do a lot of good for Rock Hill that people don't know about.
They do a lot of donating and time, and their employees do a lot of things. So
and you hear from newcomers all this Monopoly stuff, and they don't really know the true story that they were putting in lines when nobody else would, kind of thing. And some areas are lucky to have internet at all where they are, because nobody else would have run it out there back in the day. So. And there was a little give and take here with the federal government. You know, that's how it works. But anyway, we're not talking about that anymore.
Subject.
I don't know how we got off on that. But anyway, we do get off on some subjects.
Tangents.
It's Matt's job to keep us on the straight and narrow. He's just not doing it. So we'll blame it on him.
Went from Rocky Ford to Comporium. You know how that happened.
We kind of do bounce around
sometimes. Might be on TV this weekend. You never know.
But anyway, it's July. Believe it or not, I can't believe it's July already. I mean, Labor Day's what, 8 weeks away? Not even that long. 7 weeks away.
That's probably a good eight, maybe. Right there.
Something. Anyway, July. Care of the sod. What are people supposed to be doing right now?
Sod. You can put. People think it's too hot to do sod this time of year, which is it's on your body. It doesn't feel great laying sod this time of year, but. All the warm season grasses love this
time. This is perfect for them.
The problem is, as soon as you get it, you have to put it out quickly. You can't let it sit there, because that pallet, it's amazing how hot, when it's rolled up down in there, if it has moisture, it gets very warm down
in
there.
It bakes.
Just like compost, you know, start breaking down. So you have to get it out quickly and fertilize it, water it. It'll root very quickly, which is good. You know, sometimes in if it's not warm enough for the roots to grow, it doesn't tack down quick. But this time of year, it'll be done in about 3 days, 4 days. It'll be tacked down and ready to go.
Well, now we tell them, maybe we're telling them wrong, but I meant to ask you this before. But we put down new sod, like you say, it comes in and we're slinging it off the pallet as soon as they get it off the truck. You got to have all your bed preparation done. You don't need low areas or anything like that, because the water will settle and then you got a problem. But we tell them to water it daily for about 10 days.
Yeah.
And then start backing off. And then you only get to where you're watering it less often, longer.
Yep.
As it is still an inch a week.
I believe that.
Like
I say
that.
An inch a week. And if we're having extreme temperatures,
more
up into 95, you're getting a lot of evaporation. So that inch, may have to do an inch and a half or two in a week. But, just have to watch it. You want to wean it off. You don't want it dependent on your water. You want it to go looking for water down in the ground. So
you know, mine's been in a long time, and in 2002 we had the first really water restrictions and drought declaration. So I had started it, and then it come around July, I cut it off. That's always just struggled. I mean, it struggled bad that summer because I'd been watering it and I quit.
Yeah.
but I was worried about the water supply. So the next year, I never cut it back on. I hadn't cut it back on since, yeah. And it's doing fantastic on its own, yep, with no water. But if you start it, you're just tough stopping it. So if you're not going to water it all summer, yep, don't start at all, is what my point is. Yep. And fescue, you don't even need to want to be thinking about it right now.
Yeah. And well, fed my lawn, I haven't watered a lot. I mean, I've probably watered my lawn 10 times this year. So that's not, I try not to give it a lot.
You don't need to.
I want to toughen it up. But you're right about fescue sod is not the time to. I get questions about it every week, and we just don't sell it during the summer because it's a disaster.
I had three or four this week wanting to overseed fescue. I said, what for?
Yeah.
Well, it's turning brown. I said, going to. Yeah. When it gets above 90 degrees, it shuts down. That's what it does. It's not dying.
Yeah. Well, if your fescue is looking bad, we have an iron product you can put on there, and it'll help green it up a little bit to satisfy you through the summer. But
mine's looking pretty dang good right now.
Yeah, I think I noticed some in my neighborhood when I left, and it's sort of been a good year for fescue. We had that one. We went about what, 2-3 weeks without rain. It got a little hot that one time, but that's been about it. We've had a decent amount of rain, and
we've got a few that we kind of look after. Well, I think it's three or four, maybe not that many, but anyway. What we saw with a hot spell, and then it started raining again, and it was raining twice a week. Then some brown patch started sprouting out, so we had to go put another fungicide on it. And
yeah.
Really, the only thing you can do about that right now is just watch it. If you see little brown.
Yeah, it doesn't cure itself overnight. Yeah. It's a bad thing.
It takes a while.
It's $90 to $100 a bag for that fungicide, which that hurts people. But But you can use it sparingly. You don't have to do your whole yard. Like I've told people, there's certain parts of a yard that get fungus and certain ones don't. So
I don't know about that. We do the whole yard.
Well, I mean, you need to. I mean, a homeowner can sit there and watch it. You don't come there all the time, so you better do the whole thing.
I don't want it to get out of hand.
Yeah. They might get out of hand before you get back in a week and a half or whatever.
Because in the fall, you'll be replacing the whole yard.
Sure.
Okay, we'll be right back, and we're going to talk about some more grasses.
And mercy more than life. America.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Louisiana Grills. This is Mike Elder. They're as good or better than other wood pellet grills, but at half the price. Save now with cover, side shelf, and starter bag of pellets, all for only $7.99. Imperial Pools, Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and save money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For over 40 years, we've been growing quality landscape plants climatized for the York County area. From perennials and ground covers to trees and shrubs, we grow the finest quality available.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Oh, Matthew's jamming today.
Yeah.
We in the groove.
Yeah, theme. He's a theme guy.
Yeah,
like it.
Yeah. It is.
You got to have a theme.
The day before the 4th of July. So yeah,
it is.
Some of us, that still means a whole lot. Others, not as much, but some of us it does. Anyway, we were talking about warm season grasses and the fescue. And we'll bring up again, because I had two people ask me this week, the difference between seed and sod. Well, most of your warm seasons, well, you can get Bermuda seed.
Yeah, we have Bermuda seed.
We did one with zoysia seed, and That's a lot of candy for a nickel. And centipede, the seed's so small, it's a royal pain putting it
they're,
out.
They're all like that. That's difficult.
I don't even know if you can get St. Augustine seed. We always did it by divisions.
Yeah, you got to divide it up. But we sell a lot of sod and rolls or slabs, and people, you can take that and cut it up and place it around your yard. But that's the further you place it apart, the further longer it takes, and it doesn't happen overnight. So
we've talked about this before, but I seem to get these same questions every week, so I keep bringing them up. But everybody wants to know the difference between seeding and sodding. And you might have a better thing because you deal with it all the time, but my rough rule of thumb is you seed it. Even fescue, you're talking 2 to 3 years to get it established long. Mm-hmm. Sod, you can almost get an instantaneous long. But it still don't mean you don't have to take care of it.
Yeah.
Either way,
you doesn't mean it's like a patio. Once it's there, sod doesn't mean put it down and walk away.
And we've already talked about the watering longer and less often. Mm-hmm. And really and truly, it's kind of when it gets under stress is when I like to do it. I don't really, problem with irrigation is people spend all that money putting pipe in the ground. They want to see some water throwing.
They do.
And I don't blame them.
I don't either, man.
But the best thing.
$6,000, I'm going to see some water.
People are going to laugh at me and be upset when I say this, but in 2002 and 2008, the city of Rock Hill and every other municipality in two states put water restrictions on.
Yeah.
They restricted people to twice a week on irrigation. Mm-hmm. That's really the best thing that happened to us in a long time because most people were overwatered.
That's kind of what we promote. Anyway,
it's not underwatered. It's overwatered is the problem. And the city manager at the time just thought I was insane for saying it was a good thing.
Yeah.
3 days a week would be better, but we could live with two.
Yeah.
Because they were unlimited how long they could run it. I mean, you can run it all day on Tuesdays and Thursdays if you want to. So, anyway. But we talked about the one-inch deal. We've talked about the new sod and existing sod. That took me 2 weeks to get that part off my list. We tend to get off subject sometimes.
That's fine. I think people enjoy that.
They say they do. I have a lot of people come in and say they listen to us. So I hope we're entertaining.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
We try.
Yeah. Let's just say it's not. It's always fun.
That's fun. When I got up this morning, I didn't even have to go to work and came here. I was, me and you both were kind of jacked up about coming in.
I don't mean really a day off. But yeah. I about forgot what that's like. We're closed Monday, too.
Me too.
Yeah. Anyway, this is what I wanted to get to because I get this a lot. Mulches. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm on, back in the old days, the 1980s, I guess.
Oh,
down here, you had pine needles because everybody had them in the yard back then. Then something called Hugo came through and took out most of the pine trees. And then you had your pine bark mulches, mainly shredded mini nuggets and nuggets. Your nuggets, about 3 inches, the bigger ones. Problem with nuggets, you put them on any kind of slope, they'll float.
Yeah.
They'll just slide on down the hill. Yeah.
They get kicked around and moved around.
Mini nuggets are inch and a half. They're a little more stable, and that's probably by far the most common. And the shredded is just what it means, the shredded bark. But you don't see much of the shredded anymore. People don't do it much. But that was pretty much it in the South. I mean, we had an abundance of pine trees, so that's what we had. They settled the Catawba Indian land claim in 1993, and then after that we had what I call the first northern invasion. And people came in wanting something called hardwood mulch. Mm. I had no clue what it was. They haven't even heard of it before. Well, they never heard of pine bark mulch because they didn't have pine trees back where they lived. They took hardwood. And they've kind of...
You use what you have.
Pretty much. And they've kind of jumped on this hardwood thing. And now it's... I probably shouldn't say this on air because I sell it, but I'm not a big fan of the hardwood.
Yeah.
If you've got single, double, and triple hammered, the triple hammered is almost just
dirt.
I mean, it's not even dirt. It's like sand. It's so small. And
I don't like that. That's,
we only use it when we're dealing with annuals.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you've got a big area, you put annuals, you put pine straw, you cover them up, you put bark, you smother them. So we use the fine stuff there, but that's only once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
Double hammered seems to be the most common. Now, yeah. You carry the double
hammered. Double hammered, yeah.
And the problem I've got with hardwood, you put it down, and then in about 3-4 months, it starts turning kind of a grayish color.
Yeah, the hardwood does.
The hardwood does.
And it's non-dyed, just regular.
Just regular hardwood. Now, it's got wood in it, too. I mean, your pine barks are that bark. They don't have any wood fibers, but your hardwood does. And we got where there's some funky fungus or something growing up in the things, and some of them kind of nasty looking.
My mom sent me pictures of some of the mulch. She had some these mushroom looking things growing in there, which
that's part of
it. Yeah, it's just the fungus type.
There's nothing. So, it's breaking down. Is what it's doing. There's nothing you can do about it. Mm-hmm. And if you like exotic things,
those
like
were kind of unique. It looked kind of good, like kind of cool. Actually,
pretty cool. Yep. So it's kind of different, but.
And right now we carry the double hammered, which is the hardwood, not dyed. Then we have a dark brown and then a black. That's what we have. And that's kind of shredded hardwood is what it is. But the colors that we bring in seem to hold their color a long time, because I did some last year at my house, and it's still, I mean, and you can rake it around a little bit and the next year and hold this color, and people seem to like that.
About 20 years ago when they first came out with the colored mulches, it wasn't a very good product. I mean, we had a couple people that brought it in. They dumped it on the driveway, and the stain washed out on the driveway and took 8 months to go away, and it would stain the grass and everything else. And Tommy and I, a long time ago, P&L Bark, it's now Oldcastle Open Paisland, was who was producing it. And we went over there and toured the facility one day. We've been buying from them for 20 years, and they've been over there. And they had a mountain. I mean, I've never seen so many pallets in my life. I mean, it was 20 feet high and 100 feet long mountain. So they were grinding them up, and that's what they were making the hardwood mulch out of, or the colored mulch. They were dyeing it, put it in a pressure cooker that pushes the water out of the fibers and pushes the stain in. Tommy asked one of the salesmen with us, says, okay, now what was on those pallets before you got them? They got the dumbest looks on their face. Well, we don't know. See, well, it could have been hazardous waste or anything else. Lord. I don't know if I'm going to put that mess around my house or not. You know? Well, next time we went, they were using regular wood. They weren't using pallets anymore. And
where'd all the nails go and all that stuff?
Just grind it up. It was in the mud. They just ground them up. And anyway, the stain... Well, it's not the stain, it's the procedure. It's like a pressure cooker is what it boils down to, and it's a lot better to get stain in so the stain doesn't leach out anymore. Originally, there was black, brown, red, and yellow, and the yellow to me was just atrocious. So you don't see it much anymore, but it was ugly. The red I thought was pretty good, but it didn't catch on as well as the brown and the black does. And the black on the colored mulches stays black. I mean, it doesn't fade like the hardwood does.
Yeah.
Now, it's a little more expensive than the regular hardwood.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got to be careful on some of your hardwood mulches, because they will wash away on the slope or anything. So I still say on slopes, pine needles probably the best, because that's
Try to divert the water where it's not coming across your bed, or
rocks
or something to divert it.
Forest Service uses pine needles for erosion control.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah.
You okay over there?
I'm good.
Okay.
Chair just got caught up.
I'm glad you didn't have a camera on you at that time.
Thanks for pointing it out, Steve.
Matthew's a man.
we'll go to break.
They said you could talk.
I asked it, didn't I?
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill, or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
Come to Southern Salads for burgers, pasta, barbecue, and of course our famous homemade chicken salad. Come in for lunch or dinner, or to save you time from cooking, take it home. We also have convenient packaging for tailgating or parties. Southern Salads, York County's home for the best homemade chicken salad.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For over 40 years, we've been growing quality landscape plants climatized for the York County area. From perennials and ground covers to trees and shrubs, we grow the finest quality available.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Put me in. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman, and my client promise is I will always go the extra mile and cover all the bases when guiding you through buying or selling your home. Ready for life's next chapter? Visit me at brenda.reinhartrealty.com.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Gonna hit balls off the dock, kick back in my flip-flops. Don't owe nothing to the lender, nothing spinning in the blender. The only thing on my agenda is beers and sunshine, bonfires in summertime.
It got a little loud on that one.
I guess it's a good song.
I never heard that on thing. I don't think I remember.
I thought he played it last week.
He might have, but I wasn't paying real close attention last week. But anyway, we're back, and we've been talking about mulch. Now, it's something when Paul and Dave were over here years ago, they always talked about the arborist mulch, and all that is when the arborists come in and cut limbs out of your trees, they grind it up and leave you the mulch, which I'm not convinced it's mulch, but anyway.
Or sawdust. All kind of trees, yeah.
Yeah, sawdust. It could be cedar oak, maple, you name it, all mixed together. And they're probably not listening today, so I say it's probably just a way for them to get rid of the sawdust. But anyway, they tell me it doesn't, but our experience has been sometimes the stuff breaks down. It takes nitrogen to break down, and you can have some issues if you're not careful. But the other one, and you don't see much of it anymore, is cypress.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is all the cypress trees are in Florida. So the stuff doesn't weigh a whole lot. So you get a bunch of it on the truck, but you got to haul it. And right now trucking rates are out of sight. But it's the same thing. It kind of turned color on you after a couple months.
It's getting grayish looking. We started, when we started our bulk, we had cypress, and nobody around here had it. And it was great, but then I ran out one day and called, and they're like, I can't get any more. I was like, when can you get it? He's like, wasn't sure. So I was like, okay, we got to go a different direction. We can't sit here with an empty
bin. You can't sit there with an empty bin.
You got to have something in there.
You got to make some money.
So yeah.
And so you don't even see the cypress much anymore. And then there was a little spell there where the rubber pine needles were popular, but they were so expensive.
Rubber mulch. That's expensive, too. People want that.
The pine needles came out of Morganton, North Carolina, but it was just unbelievably expensive. Now, they claimed they wouldn't break down, and I don't believe
it. Won't, but it won't fluff either.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like flat.
What the salesman told me to do is when they start changing color, just spray them brown. I said, no, I don't want to put anything else on somebody's yard than what I have to. So that didn't work too well, but it was lava rocks were popular for a while, but all of them come out from out west, so you got freight charges again. And
people are using river now. We just got in a little shipment of river rock, which it's hard to get right now, too, and people are using that. But we sell it for $190 a yard. So, I mean, that's
pricey.
To do a lot.
It goes a long way, but it's still pricey.
Mm-hmm. People do certain parts of a yard with that and mulch and mix it in together.
Well, that's a lot of your commercial stuff several years ago started going with the rock or the white rock or whatever, and it was for fire problems.
I mean,
people throwing cigarettes out in the flower bed, catch pine needles on fire or whatever. I never liked the white rock much because the leaves fall on it and stain it, and it just looks horrible. And the browns or the reds or different colors.
The river rock is kind of like a beige, white, brown kind of mixture, so it doesn't look dirty if something happens to it.
Now, the white's okay, but you got to get out there pretty regular to make sure you blow the dead leaves off and all that, because they get wet, they'll stain it pretty bad. And it's kind of gotten pricey, too, so we don't have many people asking for it anymore. But we have done it not too long ago, but it's not a biggie. But it's what'd you just tell me? Y'all have the
River Rock.
You have the double
baskets of River Rock.
The double,
double hammered, and then
the black and,
black and brown hardwood right now. I'm working on my bins in the back. We're going to be bringing more stuff in, but I just haven't decided what we're going to be.
And you got the River Rock.
River Rock in baskets, not in bulk.
Okay. But, okay.
We'll probably get some rocks in bulk if we can find them.
Good luck.
Yeah.
It's available, but you kind of got to pay their price now.
Yeah. So. And it's, I don't know if they can get it to you once you sell through it. That's another thing. I don't want to have an empty bin sitting there.
The supply line problem is real, and even in our business. So,
can't sell air.
Yeah, kind of hard to sell something you can't get. And it's, I don't know, I think we're going to see some major changes to how we do things in this country, not just on this, but this stuff of one manufacturer affecting five different car companies is a problem somewhere, you know.
Well, I guess it gives other opportunities for other businesses to pop up and get in there and get in there in the middle of everything.
Well, I'm getting older now, so I can say things I couldn't get by with a few years ago. Yeah, you say that.
Cover your children's ears.
What I'm hearing, like, on the chips for trucks, the number one manufacturer in the world was in New Orleans or somewhere. Yeah. And when the storm hit, burned to the ground.
Yeah.
What happened to number two? I mean, you can buy
maybe number two must have been way down the line.
You don't have to buy it from that one. You can buy it from other people. Well, their mindset is, no, we got to wait for them to rebuild this plant before we can buy anymore. I mean, this massive corporate takeover of our world has left a lot to be desired.
Somebody got the market cornered that bad.
That's sad. Yeah.
It's not, doesn't sound like competition.
But anyway, before I get too carried away here, while we were talking about the mulches, you had something you wanted to bring up on fertilizer, and we'll talk about fertilizer after that.
Yeah, I think I'll do that on the next segment because we probably have time to do that. But well, I did want to talk about how to measure how much mulch you need if you want to.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Would you say a basic amount of mulch you want to do is like 2 inches coverage?
We say 3 inches.
Three.
And the reason we say three, that's 0.25 of a foot.
Okay.
Quarter of a foot.
So we
do length times width times the 0.25.
Well, the one, I just start with this figure, and you can go up or down from there. But when you buy a yard of mulch from us, which is a scoop of our tractor, which
27
is,
cubic
feet. 3 by 3 by 3 cube, if you can picture that, 3 foot by 3 foot by 3 foot. It is will cover 160 square feet if you put it out at 2 inches. So if you're doing three, it's probably going to do like 120, something right in there. So that's a good, if you can measure your beds. Well, length times width, you don't have to get real particular about it. But
the difference is the 2-inch thing is great if you got existing mulch.
Yeah,
you're adding
that's
two.
True.
But if it's a brand new bed, we recommend the three. Some people go 5 and 6, and you're just wasting your money.
Don't pile up mulch around your plants.
Don't do that. That's a no-no.
Smother them.
You don't want to do that. And you don't want to pile it up on the stems either. So anyway. Okay, here comes the rock and roll again.
I
might have to go out jamming tonight.
R-O-C-K in the USA.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Brio Fire Pits. This is Mike Elder. Turn your smoky fire pit into an efficient burning centerpiece and add options to turn your fire pit into a wood-fired kitchen. They're all available now at Imperial Pools in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Let us improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and UV products that kill viruses and help your family breathe better, healthier air.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
This is Steve Crump. For all your plant needs, come by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping and see our large selection of plants to beautify your landscape and home. For over 40 years, our plants have been in constant production, supplying York County with landscape-quality plants, business trees, climatized for our area. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 9 to 3 p.m. Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Home of the Georgia pie. It's so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her.
Oh man, Matthew is on a roll today. We need to let him go on vacation more often. It's two weeks in a row he's been on.
He's tan, rested, and ready.
I'm telling
you. Back to work. I can't wait to be that.
Well, you go broke in the collection business and go broke in the radio business, yeah. We'll set you up as a DJ.
That would be a fun job, I think.
If Rob Cooper can make it, anybody can.
Oh, Rob.
That's my dig on Rob. Well,
Steven's still coming in every day. He must enjoy it. So that's a good thing.
I guess.
He's got his big show tonight.
Anyway, there's Red, White, and Booms tonight, isn't it?
Is it tonight?
I think it's Saturday night. I thought that's what Ron told me.
I think it is Saturday night. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm having a bash at my house tonight. If anybody.
Yeah, everybody's invited. Like
Come on.
Yeah.
711 Hicklin. I'll even tell you the address.
Yeah, bring your own. Bring your own.
Behind LA. Yeah, bring your own. It's something for me.
Hey, you supply the place, that'll supply store. The booze, you know?
No, that ain't the way it works.
It's not? Okay.
Supply chains are down.
Hey, I don't think the liquor stores ran out.
A buddy of mine owns one, and they haven't, let's just say their sales have been very good.
Off the charts. All this stuff. Yeah, I got a couple friends on one, too. And,
Hadn't heard them one bit.
It hadn't been a problem.
I saw this article. Actually, Brenda saw it and printed it off for me about fertilizer in the industry, and I thought it was kind of cool, so I was going to read this to you, and then we can talk a little bit about it. So, like it says in 2021 hasn't been a typical year with an unusual amount of turmoil on the supply side of industry and in every industry. The fertilizer market especially has been problematic, as we've seen a steady increase in fertilizer prices since the beginning of the year, and no real signs of retreating anytime soon. And ours have gone up some. We haven't gone up drastically on anything, but just like everything else is going up. In short, the availability and affordability of your typical fertilizer products is highly suspect right now. And let's dive into why this happens. Well, urea is one of the main components in fertilizer. So it's an imported commodity that's shipped into New Orleans in massive ships. Largest exporters are India and China, which here we go with China again, but both of which aren't always the best communicators in terms of what they have available and what's intending to ship out. So I guess they just have to see what comes in. I mean, standing down
pretty
there
much,
looking at
pretty
it.
Pretty much like the rest of you. Order it and see what you get.
Generally speaking, we're at the mercy of how much is brought into the country. But that's only the first part of our current problem. A much larger factor that directly impacts urea prices is the demand in the ag industry, more specifically how many acres of corn that was planted and what the bushel price is. When corn prices are high, farmers can afford to apply urea to increase yields, and they snatch up available urea imports due to insanely large quantities they purchase at one time. By comparison, our little turf and ornamental industry doesn't even match the terms of buying power to something like corn producers. So currently, corn prices are exceptionally high compared to other years. Last month, the corn hit 7.73 per bushel. Last May, the price was $3.11. This translates into ag industry eating up the supply of urea, which would typically filter down. So, in a nutshell, that's why you're paying more for fertilizer than you are last year. So, corn is a massive industry in this country. I mean, in all different kind of ways. For eating, fuel.
The ethanol deal changed the whole game.
It did,
It changed everything. Farmers took fields that were fallow, they were using, and planted corn just because of a guaranteed market for it. So the government was requiring them to use so much in every gallon of gasoline, so here we go.
Yep.
It's probably the most inefficient form of fuel there is, but nobody bothered to think about that because it takes a lot of water.
Yeah,
a huge amount of water to produce a bushel of corn. And then you got all the residues of stalks and everything. What are you going to do with it when you're done? Yeah, and there's not a big landfill big enough to dump it all in, let it decay, because you're talking millions of acres of corn.
And
the problem, even beside that, is with corn prices up, the price of the seed has gone up so bad on corn. I know Farmers Exchange, Bynum was telling me, in the last 3 years, it's almost doubled.
Yeah.
And so people's kind of backing off planting corn in their gardens because they can't afford the seed. But,
that's why it's always a supply and demand thing, like we always controls everything. And then this is just one industry that's happening in. Think of all the other industries. That's
a little simplistic on the urea because it is true, everything is said. But potassium is another problem. They don't mine in the United States anymore. They've shut down every potassium mine here.
Yep.
So most of it comes from England.
Yep.
Phosphorus, they don't mine phosphorus in the United States anymore because the environmentalists shut them down. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking last I heard it was coming from France or somewhere. Yep. I don't know where it's coming from now. But all that is part of fertilizer.
Yeah, they talked about that on Down in the article.
Yeah. I mean, it's not just one thing. It's the whole smear. And transportation costs have just gone out of sight.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to transfer right into a break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For over 40 years, we've been growing quality landscape plants climatized for the York County area. From perennials and ground covers to trees and shrubs, we grow the finest quality available.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Put me in. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman, and my client promise is I will always go the extra mile and cover all the bases when guiding you through buying or selling your home. Ready for life's next chapter? Visit me at brenda.reinhartrealty.com.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Oh, but ain't that America? You and me, ain't that America? Something to see, baby, ain't that America? Home on the free, little pink houses.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. It's been a fun day today.
Mm-hmm,
this show is bouncing right along, and life's been good. Maybe that's what happened when we're not under any pressure to get to work.
Yeah.
And Matthew's been on a roll over there, keeping us energized with all these little tunes.
America.
Yeah. Great place. I don't know anywhere else I'd rather be.
No, I don't either.
What was the song used to be a long time ago? No place I'd rather be than right here with my redneck white socks and blue ribbon beer. You're probably not old enough to remember that.
No, I don't remember that one.
That was when
I know what blue ribbon beer is, but
have blue ribbon
I'm probably
beer.
Not going to drink it tonight.
That was a song that went with it. It was a country music song. Anyway, let's see.
What's going on with plants? You want to talk about some plants? This last big segment here, we gobbled up.
I kind of gobbled up my store stuff. Anyway, plants right now, we've got some of the prettiest looking stuff we've had in a while. Honestly, back in February and March, we'd sold out of most of our stuff that's ready, and I've probably said on here before, we grow about 80% of what we sell.
Which that's important because that will live better around
locally this area. Locally climatized and all that jazz.
And a tractor trailer from Florida coming up here.
What we call the dyed and true, but your basic stuff we grow. We have a greenhouse up behind mine, Tommy's house, 28 by 100. And in fact, we've had it down since November because we had changed the plastic on it and found out the wood was rotted out and had to replace all that. And they just finished getting the irrigation and it fixed back up yesterday and some of the fans, and it's heated. So they do 50, 60,000 cuttings a year. We should already have a crop ready, and we don't. So we're going to be getting busy on that in the next week or two. But it's a lot of the patented stuff, which is all the craze now, the proven winners and the first editions and all that. Those companies have registered the name, so you can't use the name, and they patented the product, so you can't reproduce it. You have to buy it from them. They tell you the price, you pay the royalty fees, then they sell you the pot. And a normal pot runs right now about 35, 40 cents. Their pot runs a dollar and a quarter. So that drives the price up. But we're starting to do a little bit of the patented stuff now. Not too many, because I kind of like to make sure it's going to work. And we have a limited amount of room. We can't just grow everything. So we have to kind of pick and choose
what you want.
And there's some people around here not too far away I can buy some of the other stuff from. I just let them grow it and trade them out or buy it from them and go that way. So,
you sell to some other nurseries and stuff, right?
Oh, we sell to other nurseries, garden centers, and landscapers. And that was primarily what we did for a long time, with landscaping being about 50% of our business and the wholesale about 25 maybe, and 5% retail. And I still had a lady yesterday who lived next door in Channing Park and said she didn't know that we sold to the public. I mean, it's been on the sign now.
Have you been open to the public the whole time?
Yep.
Since you started?
Since 1982.
People have money, they could come by.
Well, it's kind of deal. Don't come by unless you have money. I mean, that don't pay the power bill. No money.
It won't hold a check for a week.
What happened, we originally set it up to be a wholesale nursery, strictly wholesale, but we had to do the – Tommy started with $50, 40-plus years
ago. You got to do what you got to do.
The landscaping was the quickest way to turn cash.
Yep.
And Dr. J.C. Ralston, who the Arboretum at NC State's named after, told us when we first got into it, he said it's going to take you 5 years and $1 million to get set up. And he lied. It took 10 years and almost $1.5 million to get the nursery operating, because it's such a high upfront cost. You got irrigation and beds,
there's a lot,
gravel and all that.
You can't do it all at one time.
No, it takes a little while. No. Wow.
Yep.
We need to take off every Saturday. This thing has just flown. Okay. We'll be right back to finish up this addition to the garden.
Bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. When we find out how to burn water and the gasoline car is gone, when an airplane flies.
See Imperial Pool and Patio for a full line of BioGuard pool accessories. This is Kevin Ice. See us about our easy three-step sanitizing program and start enjoying a pool full of sparkling blue water all the time.
Imperial Pool and Spas in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Benny Yetter of AirTech. Now is the time to clean and service your heating and air unit. For $99, we'll make sure it's running safely and efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Come to Southern Salads for burgers, pasta, barbecue, and of course our famous homemade chicken salad. Come in for lunch or dinner, or to save you time from cooking, take it home. We also have convenient packaging for tailgating or parties. Southern Salads, York County's home for the best homemade chicken salad.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For over 40 years, we've been growing quality landscape plants climatized for the York County area. From perennials and ground covers to trees and shrubs, we grow the finest quality available.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
And the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
And it is another lovely day, and we appreciate everybody listening this morning. We're wrapping this episode up. Anything you'd like to add, Mr. Rector?
You come to my house tonight, you'll hear that band Mellow Grooves play that song.
Okay.
We always request that song. So.
Okay.
Good old Bill Withers.
And what time you start?
7-ish.
We might slide by there.
You can do a drive-by.
I just find out where all the cars are. That's how I know where to go.
Okay. I'll save you a spot. Save you a spot up front for celebrities on the gardener's bench.
We Rolling Hills is closed today and Monday, our first holiday since New Year's, and Carolina Fresh is closed today and Monday too. I guess you'll be opening up like us at 8 o'clock Tuesday morning.
8 o'clock Tuesday morning, it'll be crazy.
Going back to your regular schedule.
Every time we have a Monday off, that Tuesday's always
you pay for
not
it.
Not that much fun.
You pay for it. I got to go by there now and send in payroll because I use the payroll service, and they close Friday and open Monday. We're open Friday and close
there
Monday.
You go.
So I don't want to take a chance of not getting the people paid. They get ill when they don't get their paychecks.
That would be very disappointing.
Yep. So anyway,
on a holiday weekend.
I hope everybody has a wonderful holiday. And like I say, when we came in here, it was beautiful outside. So I hope it's still the same.
When you get outside, I want to put another shout out for a farmer's market. I saw they had even more tents over there today. So my wife went over there this morning with a friend and tooling around. We don't need as much anymore. I've got my own garden producing some stuff. So
that's usually how it
works.
Some
cucumbers every day out there. Like, those things grow overnight.
Squash do too.
Yeah.
Squash and cucumbers.
A zucchini. I overlooked this zucchini. I pulled this thing out.
And now it's 3 feet long.
It was like 2 foot long and about 5 inches thick.
Yeah, they kind of tough when they get that big.
Yeah.
Rondo make zucchini bread out of them when they get that.
And I got a ton of tomatoes that is all green right now. You gotta get them. They're all produced at one time. You know that?
Of course.
I'll be bringing them in here in a couple of weeks.
We used to grow them.
That's all fun. Garden's done good.
We used to put 100 tomato plants out a year.
Oh my gosh. That's a lot of tomatoes.
Had a lot of friends.
Yeah,
anyway, it's time to go. And thank you for listening to this edition of Gardener's Mix. And we'll be back next week, so we'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to The Gardener's Bench. Brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Imperial Pool and Spas, Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Brenda Hallman Realtor at Reinhardt Realty, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Domer Dreamscapes, AirTech Heating and Air, and Wild Birds Unlimited. Join us every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the Gardener's Bench with Steve Crump and David Rector. Heard every week on WRHI FM 100.1, AM 1340, and worldwide on WRHI.com.